I'm standing on the bank of the Hacking River in the Royal National Park. It's a warm spring day and the park is in full swing. There are tourists paddling boats through the river, others sipping coffee at the Weir Cafe. It's a great day for tourism here, but how does conservation figure in?
At the moment, I believe the government's not focusing so much on the conservation values of the park. What they're interested in is raising revenue, which I think is unfortunate because it's moving away from what the parks are here for.
I spoke to Biodiversity Conservation Officer with the National Parks Association, Kirsten Proft, while bushwalking in the park.
There was a historic precedent for there being some development in this particular national park because it's so old. But this big development, which only reopened at the end of last year, I think it has some impacts on the national park. One of our members was telling me when he was down here a few weeks ago, there was a jazz band playing at the visitor centre, and it's been turned into a bit of a pleasure ground down there. And he felt, and I agree with him, that it's a bit of a detraction from the natural values of the national park.
She's referring to the visitor centre cafe, pavilion and function room in Audley. It's an adaptive reuse refurbishment that mirrors a wider development trend in our national parks.
We're concerned that means they're really moving away from the conservation values to focus on making money out of national parks.
The Victorian government decided to allow appropriate environmentally sensitive private development in August. The decision pulls Victoria into line with every other Australian state. Ecotourism is an increasingly lucrative sector, and state governments are catching on. Carl Solomon is the Director of Tourism and Partnerships with the National Parks and Wildlife Service.
New South Wales is actually ahead of the pack. We've already got over 400 leases and licences for visitor or tourism related activities in our parks. We have been doing what Victoria is proposing to do for a very long time.
New South Wales has leased land to commercial developers and tour operators since 1974. An amendment in 2010 introduced sustainability measures and a public consultation period to assess the leases. Proft worries the legislations place conservation as a distant second to the tourism values of national parks.
The primary value of national parks is in the fact that they're different. They're not just a suburban playground. And what makes them so different and so special is that they're areas where human impacts and human development are less apparent. There's a role for tourism in national parks, definitely, but big developments, big sort of tourist lodges, I don't think so, no.
But Solomon says, if anything, recent government legislation puts potential developments through their paces.
These amendments don't lead to, the creation of inappropriate development in national park. What they do is actually facilitate greater visitor use and access to these wonderful places.
Tara Wells runs Sydney Coast Walks in the Royal National Park. She says to get people involved in conservation, they have to know and love the park. For her, tourism equals education.
Most of our guests are already attuned to environmental sensitivity. We find the people who most require education are the people who are not using a guided tour and may instead be picnicking and leaving rubbish.
Wells suggests commercial tourism operators and developers have a stronger interest in protecting parks than casual visitors.
The attraction itself is the pristine environment, so therefore we'd like to keep it looking pristine. But also our business reputation depends on us preserving the park in the way that it was, if not better than when we visited the site.
Randall Walker is chair of Blue Mountains Lithgow and Oberon Tourism.
It's important also to remember that the National Parks and Wildlife Service, as a divisional unit of government, have budget pressures, and they've got to maintain the existing infrastructure, plus the marketplace always assumes that there are going to be new facilities.
New South Wales National Parks make $20 million a year in revenue, and it pays for rangers, new amenities and conservation activities. Tourism and conservation go hand in hand.
There has to be some balance between parks being able to generate revenue so that it can then conserve and protect